playing the Grand Chess. Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regionals and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's a big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Welcome in. That time of week again. We missed last week due to bids for bargains, but now we got the Viking Voices show resuming here. We're going to start things off with baseball. We'll dive into a little softball as well later, joined now by freshman Peyton Faulkner. And Peyton, how we doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. You guys were in action yesterday at SWIC. Looked like you guys got a pretty big win, huh?
Yes, sir, we did. We had Anthony Green on the mound starting out. I think he went through six innings, pitched real good for us. And we had the sticks going yesterday as well. I think we ended up winning 10-3 that game.
Yeah, and speaking of the sticks, you know, you have found yourself kind of comfortable towards the top of the lineup this year. Is that a place that you kind of are really comfortable in?
Oh, yes, sir. I like batting two-hole.
Oh, so you must be really loving that Hunter Swift kind of getting that leadoff spot.
I'm kind of liking that right now.
Good. What makes the leadoff spot not as appealing as the two spot?
Well, it's appealing. You know, I can lay the bunt down, and it can either be a sack or a hit, and then we got Green coming up, and then Mantle coming up after that. So.
Yeah, also a base stealer as well, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And so when you're out on the base pass, you know, because a lot of people, you know, some that may not know the game as well, just kind of take it, just kind of explain about how base stealing is not just reliant on speed. You got to know some other things.
Well, you got to read the pitcher, you know. And I mean, I think it's also you got to watch the leg and all that. And it's just it gets into more than just speed.
Yeah. What about like breaking balls and things of that nature?
Yeah, you got to watch the ball in the dirt and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And so when you're up there hitting, what's your kind of approach? What do you look for as at the top of the order at your bats?
Just looking for a line drive, ground ball to get through, get on base, get something started, maybe a walk, hit by a pitch, something like that.
So for you, you're kind of more of a line drive hitter, you'd say?
Yes, sir.
Well, you almost drove one out the other day, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
So you got a little pop in there, huh?
Not much.
So, Peyton, you talk about the pitching, and to me, you know, I haven't seen all your guys' games, obviously, but every time out, you guys usually get pretty strong performances on the mound. You know, you got the three sophomores and Juergens going at it, and then, of course, Troy Newell and Cody Creed. Hunter Swift has seen some starts, and now Anthony Green, too. So how nice is it knowing that in some games you may only need – you know, five or so more runs.
Yeah, you know, it's good having those pitchers like that. You know, they come out, and we had two shutouts this past weekend against Crowder. And that's confidence for the lineup, you know, just go out and hit, and they throw in shutouts, so we just do our thing at the plate.
Yeah, and for you guys, you got a few days off this week until you travel to North Central, to Trenton, Missouri as well. So you guys been practicing all 3 days? Are you guys going to get a day off in between?
We kind of had a day off yesterday, kind of kept it light today. But we'll be getting after here in a few days, getting ready for the weekend.
Awesome. And then for you, does that give you a little bit of time to catch up on some school?
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, I hear you're going to be studying biology, correct?
Yes, sir.
What kind of brought you into that field?
I want to do dentistry when I get out of college.
Dentist? You want to be a dentist?
Yes, sir.
That makes some good money. That's a good career choice.
Yes, sir.
And then for you, what type of classes then are you kind of taking as a freshman? Is it kind of more prereq type stuff?
Yeah, more like I have chemistry and biology and stuff like that.
You got a favorite?
Oh, nothing when it comes to science.
You got the hardest one that you
had? Yeah. My favorite class would probably be like, what's my favorite class? I don't really have a favorite class.
No?
No.
All right. Well, you're here for playing baseball, right? That's the plan.
That's right.
Awesome, as long as you can there. So tell us a little bit about where you're from and where you grew up.
I'm from Crowsville, and that's the Boot Hill, Missouri. You know, it's down south, so it's a little different than being up here. It's a little change in the environment and stuff. But, you know, I've gotten used to it, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, is it kind of more southern down there, like a more southern feel?
It is, most definitely.
And you drive up here, and it's kind of more Midwest, huh?
Yeah.
What are some of the distinct changes that you've noticed?
Just the conversation with people are a little different. Just I don't know, kind of down to earth where I'm from, but just a little different up here, but it's perfectly fine.
You're adapting?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Awesome, awesome. And then for you, Peyton, you guys are going to go against North Central this weekend. So what types of things offensively do you guys feel like you've been doing really well? Because it looks like the bats have started to turn around.
Yeah, we're starting to get runners off the bases. We started off leaving runners stranded here at the start of the season, but we're getting around and getting some RBIs in and producing some runs.
And that all starts at the top, right?
That's right.
Hey, for you, who are kind of the leaders on the team? Who are kind of the most big vocal leaders?
We've got Troy Newell. He's vocal, and Jordan Hovey and Ryan Mantle. They come out and they do a good job.
Have you been kind of getting closer with the freshman class and everything?
Oh, of course, of course.
Awesome. And do you live here on campus?
I do.
Who do you live with?
I live with Tyler Hempfling and Ethan Griswold and Noah Skaggs.
Noah Skaggs. Okay, all right. So what do you guys kind of do in that apartment to kill time?
Oh, not much. Just hang out.
You got a video game? You got a TV show? Could be a little something here.
No, we just chill. We don't play video games.
No? None of that? All right. Then just homework and baseball, huh?
That's right.
Awesome. So did you make any adjustments to work on in the off season that you worked out in? Or was there anything in specific that you were really trying to gear up for the start of the year that you may have saw in the fall?
I was getting out in front a little bit in the fall, towards the end of the season, so just trying to stay back and get through that. And I worked on my bunting this year in the fall, so I can do that in the spring here.
And what types of things are you noticing are the biggest differences between playing high school baseball and then the junior college?
Just the knowledge of the game and the knowledge of the pitchers that we face, that they know the game more than just, a high school pitcher.
Does that kind of catch you off guard a little bit to start?
A little bit, but it's nothing you can't get used to.
Yeah, you say you're fully used to it now, still learning a little bit along
the way. Still learning a little bit more. Still young.
All right. And when you were growing up, when did you start playing baseball?
Since I can remember, T-ball.
T-ball back then?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite player?
Always like Albert Pujols.
Big Cardinals guy?
Yeah, yes,
naturally.
Sir.
Awesome. So how were your thoughts when Pujols left? I heard that was pretty mixed up here. A lot of people kind of hated him. Some respected him. What was it?
I didn't care much. I was young when that happened, so.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to me.
If you had that opportunity in the future, you stay with your hometown team or you go and make $200+ odd million over 10 years, what do you do?
I'm staying at home.
Staying at home?
Staying at home.
Loyalty?
That's right.
Awesome, awesome. And then growing up, watching Pujols and things of that nature, did you ever try to emulate anything of his swing or things
not
of that
really.
Nature?
I've never really done that, honestly.
Yeah. And then going forward, obviously you guys getting set. We're going to hear from the sophomore, Andres Negron, here. And just a minute or two as well. But is there anything right now that you're kind of really focusing on in your game personally?
My main goal is just to get on base so we can produce some runs. And, track balls in the outfield and do all that. Just trying to win every game that we go out and play,
So for you, when you're at the plate at the top of the order, you mentioned you just kind of focused on getting on base. But are you a guy that kind of likes to take the first pitch a little bit that you see? Or are you kind of more looking, hey, if it's over the plate, I'm going to swing?
I don't mind swinging the first pitch.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Peyton, anything you'd like to add here before
let
you go?
No,
awesome.
Sir.
That's a freshman, Peyton Faulkner, here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices Show. We'll step aside for a short timeout. We come back. We'll switch gears here from a sophomore, Andres Negron. That's coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF, joined now by sophomore Andres Negron. And Andres, thanks for coming on and joining us. How are we feeling this afternoon?
I feel good. How are you?
I'm good. You had an opportunity to rest up a little bit. Peyton said you guys had a little light practice.
Yep.
Awesome. And then Andres, for you, you're the second baseman primarily on the team as well. So I've been told that you got some of the better hands on the team. Would you agree with that?
I think the whole the whole infield, they have good hands, Mantle, Hobie, Green, me. I think we have a good infield.
Yeah, how important is it to, especially as a second baseman, to have good hands, especially when you're turning a double play? You got Hobie feeding you right there, or Mantle at third base. How important is it to have those quick hands to get it out real
quick? Yeah, they have quick hands. I have quick hands too, so we can make double play. So.
Is that something that you've worked on with any?
Yeah,
particular drills?
Every day was. Some stuff,
What type of drills do you kind of use to work on that?
I use a lot of drills.
Yeah, there's a big variation of it.
Yeah.
What about the technique to turn a double play? So when you're at second base, Are you going to step through the bag to get the throw, or do you step off the bag backward?
I don't know. I did both. It just where the ball's coming or something.
Kind of where it takes you?
Yeah.
All right. Do you ever get intimidated when the guy's coming down about to slide at you, check you out? Nah.
No.
Awesome. And then, obviously, you're in your sophomore year, Andre. So what types – you find yourself just a lot more comfortable after your freshman year?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable this year. So last year, you know, so the first year. So I came from Puerto Rico. The first year was 17 years old. But I feel comfortable this year.
Yeah, so was that the first time you had been in the United States?
Not the first time.
No, but it was the first time you stayed there for a long period of time.
Yeah.
How did tell us about that recruiting process. How did that work? How did you, Coach Evers find out about you?
It was all about my agent. So he called Evers about me. He asked Evers, like, if Anders want to come to Jeffco to play baseball. I just said yes.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, how was growing up in Puerto Rico like? Tell us a little bit about the baseball down there and kind of how that's organized.
It's organized pretty good. There are a lot of baseball players. They're good.
Is baseball kind of the number one sport there?
Yeah.
It is by far?
Yeah.
Awesome. So it's pretty much every kid out there playing baseball?
Yeah, they just want to play baseball over there.
All right. I imagine you had some idols growing up then, huh? Any players you looked up to? No one in particular? Have you been following the World Baseball Classic at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Obviously rooting for Puerto Rico, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of, you like Yadier Molina?
Yeah, I like Yadi. I like Correa, Lindor, Baez. Especially Baez because he plays second base. He's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, he's making it with the Chicago Cubs now as well. So do you have a favorite Major League team?
I don't know. Yankees.
Yankees?
Yeah, because it's about Jeter.
Is Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a popular pick. I think the majority of people love Derek Jeter, right? You get a chance, you ever emulate that jump throw?
No.
Not in practice or anything?
You're fooling around? I don't want to do any of the games.
No, you don't need to do it. I'm not talking about the games. You can focus just in practice, right? Having some fun.
Yeah.
And then you're hitting well at the plate as well. So what types of things do you kind of look for when you step up to the plate?
I just trying to hit, get a line drive, or trying to hit the ball. That's all that I know. I just need to stay back a little bit. I think I will be fine.
Do you have a favorite pitch to hit?
It's fastball.
Fastball. What about, what are your thoughts been on this year's team in comparison to last year's team?
I think we have a good team this year. We're doing good, the pitching, we're hitting, we're defensive, pretty good. I think we got a lot of chance.
Yeah, I was told last year's team had a little more home run pop for the most part. Is that true?
Yeah.
You guys launched a lot of bombs?
We hit like 10 home runs one game one time.
10 home runs in one game?
Yeah.
Did you get a bomb in that one?
No.
No. for you, though, Andres, this year the lineup's a little more balanced. You got pop, you have a little more speed towards the top as well. As a hitter, is that something you enjoy, knowing that from top to bottom you got guys that kind of have different assets?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you get on base a little bit, so would you consider yourself a pretty solid base runner, or what types of things are you trying to improve on there?
I think I'm good with base running. I'm not that fast like Baden, but I think I will be fine.
Would you rather hit or play defense?
Defense.
And you like making the flashy play.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Andres, for you, what are some of the big cultural differences that you saw when you moved from Puerto Rico up to the United States? Anything that kind of stand out?
A lot of things, different things, you know. The lifestyle over there is different. The food is different. I think the food is better over there.
It's better over there?
Yeah.
Down in Puerto Rico? What's your favorite dish from Puerto Rico?
Rice, beans, and chicken.
Oh, you can't go wrong there. Can't go wrong there. Chicken and rice all the time.
Yeah.
What about American food? What's your favorite American that you came over and you're like, okay, I guess this gives America a decent name?
I don't know.
No? You don't got any? Nothing stands out?
No.
Is there an abundance of fast food restaurants there like there is here?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is here. We don't have Chick-fil-A back home.
You like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Okay, so still more chicken than for you, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Andres, you guys going to go on a road trip as well, long bus ride kind of there. Are you guys, when you're on the bus, is it kind of more of a quiet time, or are you guys kind of laughing and chatting with each other?
Just just laughing all the time, sometimes doing homework.
Speaking of homework, what are you going to study?
Criminal justice.
What kind of made you settle in on criminal justice?
You want to go to the FBI agency or something? I just want to be an FBI agent.
When did that start? When did you kind of become, okay, that might be something I want to do?
My senior year.
Senior year?
Yeah, I was talking to my mom. I just told her, like, I want to be in the FBI agency.
Yeah, so, you know, with your family and your mom down there, do they ever get a chance to come up at all?
Yeah, they came. My family, they came here to the first home game.
Was that really cool to have them up here and get a chance to visit?
It's pretty cool.
You talk to them on a fairly regular basis?
Yep.
Do you get to go back to Puerto Rico then after the season and during the summer in between school last year?
I was staying here in the summer.
You stayed here during the summer? Okay, very cool. So what's your favorite part about America that wasn't in Puerto Rico? Or vice versa? What's your favorite part about home that's not in America?
I have a lot of favorites. Parts back home, like beach, El Morro, it's in San Juan.
It's in San Juan?
Yeah.
Awesome, very cool. As the team moves forward, what have you seen kind of from the pitching staff this year as well with the fellow sophomores? Do you guys kind of feel like you're being leaders on the team?
Yeah.
All the sophomores. So what types of things did you guys do with some of the freshmen to kind of help get to know each other a little bit?
It's just like to be confident in the at the moment of the game when you're taking the bat or something.
What was the biggest thing that you kind of worked on from your freshman year into your sophomore year?
With the hitting stuff.
The hitting?
Yeah.
Was it more mechanical or more your approach?
My approach.
Your approach to the plate?
Yeah.
Okay. What types of changes did you make there?
Just stay back and trying to hit the strike balls,
Yeah, just kind of more pitch recognition a little bit?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then Andres, going forward, what are your thoughts about the team, and what do you guys think you need to do to keep putting some W's on the board?
I think we're doing good. We're playing as a team. We are pretty excited for the season, and I think we're doing good.
Awesome, Andres. Hey, anything you'd like to add?
No.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day and coming on the show. We wish you best of luck this weekend at North Central.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's sophomore Andres Negron joining us here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices show. We'll step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we'll switch gears over to softball. It's coming up next. Welcome back into the Viking Voices show. We'll switch gears. Go from baseball over to softball. We're joined now, sophomore Kelsey Gamerick out of Windsor High School, so a local Jefferson County product. Familiar with KJF a little bit there. Kelsey, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And Kelsey, you guys had a doubleheader yesterday at St. Charles on the road. You guys came away with a pair of victories as well. How nice was that to kind of get back on the winning track after the John A. Logan doubleheader loss?
Oh, that was a really good feeling. Happy Tony is always the best feeling because after that John A. Logan loss, we had 6:30 a.m. practice. So I think that really kind of put us in motion to get those two wins there.
Happy Tony. Is that a slogan amongst the team?
Oh, yeah. We say when we get wins, we have Happy Tony.
Oh, let's talk about Coach Cook a little bit then. What's some of the big differences for him when he's happy versus when he's down a little bit?
Oh, when he's happy, it doesn't matter what anybody does. It's good. You know, you'll get a little blooper out in the outfield, and that's a great hit. But when he's bad, you don't know what's coming from him.
Yeah, you get 6:30 a.m. practices,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's no fun for anybody, especially with school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys scored 8 runs in that first inning of the first game yesterday. 8 hitters. The first 8 hitters came up, and all 8 of them came around and scored before you guys got that first out. You had a two-run double, I believe it was, or was it an RBI double? Two-run,
I believe.
Yeah, you had a two-run double. So how great is that to get those bats moving so quickly at the start of the game?
It's a really good feeling. It really gets you going. You know, you start getting everybody's spirits lifted, and everybody's got a good feeling about the game. So we're really seeing the ball well, and it's just confidence booster right there.
Yeah, and then Shelby went out, and she was able to throw, 4 scoreless innings, and then Sarah Berry came in to relief. How cool is it to kind of see Shelby kind of get back out to that dominant self?
It's good. I know she has it there, so it was good to see her get back to it and start getting back in her groove.
And for you, you're having a big season as well, but told that to kind of put in some weight training in the offseason, get a little stronger.
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So what types of things have you been looking for at the plate this year that has led to your, you know, high batting average in production?
Just in general, just seeing the ball well, better pitch selection. Just don't go chasing anything that you know that you can't hit. So
I've noticed you go the other way a decent amount as well. So is that something you kind of take pride in, make sure you don't get too far out front, kind of stay back?
Yeah, I've never really been one to be too far in front. I always try to see the ball deep. Sometimes it doesn't work out for the best. Kind of get really late, scare people in the dugout over there.
Yeah, it's a left hander. That's no fun. Everybody's got to duck it out of the way, right? It might be good. Keep them on their toes, right?
Yeah.
Although you guys look like you do a pretty good job being into the game most of the time as well. Do you guys always are really into it?
Yeah, before every game, everybody's all pumped and excited. And if you're not, people are like, dude, what's wrong with you? It's game day. What are you doing?
You got to get excited. For you, you're a sophomore this year. So last year, what are some of the big differences that you saw between the two teams?
This year, we have a lot more girls. I think we have 22, 23 people on the team this year. Last year, we only had 15. So that's the main difference. It's a lot of girls in one place.
Yeah, so it's seven more, huh?
Mm-hmm. Which it doesn't seem like it would make a big difference, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. What types of things, we asked the baseball team this, what types of things did you guys do with some of the freshmen at the beginning of the year?
We really just try to get them, like, whenever we go out somewhere, like, hey, we're all going out to eat, want to join with us, or hey, we're watching this show in our room, come hang with us. It's just hang out together.
What's your show?
My favorite all-time show is probably How I Met Your Mother.
That's a great show. That is the greatest sitcom ever made. There's no doubt about that. But, Kelsey, for you, at the plate this year, obviously you hit from the left side as well and been driving in the runs, but you're a right fielder too. So defensively, what types of things do you always try to work on?
For me, it's just reading the ball, especially going straight back. That's always the hardest for me, is going straight back and just working on my throws a little bit, getting my arm a little stronger.
Yeah, what types of things do you do to try to get that arm stronger?
Just bands, mostly, going to Greg, our trainer, and asking him what I can do to, like, exercise and strengthen my arm.
And then I understand Coach Starkey does a lot of the hitting for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
What has he kind of worked on with you?
For me, it's just more getting a better bat path to the ball and extending through. Sometimes I try to get, like, cut my extension short, which that's not good for anybody, so.
Yeah. And you're out of Windsor High School, so a
yes.
Local product here. So how nice is it for you, especially to have your family and friends just right up 55?
It's really nice. I can go home on any night I want and say, hey, Mom, help me do my laundry. Or if I want some dinner, I don't have anything here, go home and be like, hey, Dad, grill me a steak.
Yeah, it kind of slows up that adulting process, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, but I enjoy it. It's nice because I can come here and live on campus, but still get home anytime I need to.
Mm-hmm. How often would you say you go home?
Oh, probably 2-3 times a week sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll stay here all week. Just depends on what I have to do.
Yeah, who do you live with here?
I live with Sarah Berry, Nikki Peters, and Mikhail Sennett.
What do you guys do for fun in the apartment?
Well, everybody makes fun of us because lately we watched The Bachelor. We were all into that. It's so cheesy, but we do that. We play Rock Band. We play
Rock Band.
Just Dance on the Wii. We play Scene It. We're like a bunch of little kids. We just play stupid games like that to pass time.
Yeah, you guys get after it.
Yeah,
huh?
We do. We go shopping a lot, too.
Oh, shopping, of course. The Bachelor and shopping. Mm-hmm. What about Rock Band? What's your instrument, or do you sing?
Oh, sometimes I'll sing guitar. I'm really not good at the drums. I struggle with that. That one's tough.
Okay. But you guys all mix it up, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite one to do?
Probably the guitar is the easiest. It's most fun.
Yeah. Who thinks they're the best singer?
I'd say probably Sarah. Sarah tries to belt it out.
Yeah. Is she the best singer?
Yeah, I'd say so.
This is pretty good. What's your guys' go-to song?
I don't know if we have a go-to. We normally just mix it up for fun all the time.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite one?
No. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. All right. So you guys back in action, though, short-lived. You had a day off today, but then you'll be right at it again tomorrow down in Three Rivers, another road trip there. What do you know about Three Rivers?
We played them last year. I know they had a pretty good pitcher for them last year, but I'm pretty sure she graduated, so it'll be interesting to see who they throw against us because I think she's the only one we've ever faced from Three Rivers. So.
Yeah, but how about offensively, just in terms of, not just the pitching, but in terms of you guys' approach, what do you got to do to keep those bats, keep rolling 9 runs in the second game, and then, of course, 13 in that first game yesterday?
I think just keeping our confidence up. That's Starkey always tells us every time you go up to the plate, say, I'm a great hitter, I'm a good hitter. You know, just getting that mindset that you're good enough and you're going to get a hit, and, you know, just confidence.
Yeah, just all that positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, you know, softball, kind of a game of failure, right? You
fail
a lot. So that's good stuff. But then after that, you guys kind of have a weekend off. You guys have had quite a few weekends off. So is that kind of nice to have those extended breaks kind of heal up any lingering injuries or anything?
Yeah, it's nice. People that need to rest can rest, like the pitchers. They can get their time off. And then people that want to, you know, take some swings over the weekend, work on stuff, you know, just tweak stuff. It's nice.
Is there anyone on the team that you've seen this year that you feel like has really made a big improvement from last year in terms of any of the freshmen or the sophomores?
I don't know. I would say not necessarily an improvement, but Liz Kite has really stepped up in the form of, like, she's catching a lot more this year in outfield as well, and then she's filling her shoes and hitting. She's just all around, came up and filled in all her spots that she's been asked to do.
Awesome. Hey, Kelsey, anything else you'd like to add about the team here before we let you go and turn it over to the freshmen?
Nope.
Awesome. All right, Kelsey, thanks very much for coming on. It's much appreciated. Wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. That's sophomore Kelsey Gamarick joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Switching gears, and we'll speak with freshman Taylor Nordwald coming up next, first baseman and pitcher for the Vikings. Welcome back in for our final segment here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Joined now by freshman Taylor Nordwall. Taylor, how are we feeling today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right. You guys, or you in particular, got a chance to come in yesterday in relief of Sennett and threw very well. That's kind of been your role this year, huh? Kind of coming in as the relief pitcher.
Yeah, kind of.
You've been embracing that?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. No matter where we're at in the game, I don't know, it's always fun coming in. So.
You know, what type of mindset do you kind of have to have? Because, you know, as a starter, you kind of know when you're going to pitch and things like that. But as a reliever, you may not pitch in that one game, or you might come in with the bases loaded. You never know.
You really just always got to make sure you're warm. I struggle with that kind of when it's colder. So I always have to, Tony always reminds me to just throw in between innings, because you really do never know when you're going to go in.
Yeah. Do you do anything else in terms of like arm exercises or things like that, kind of keep that shoulder loose?
I do some stuff on the band, but really not that much. I just make sure I throw underhanded every so often.
Awesome. And then for you, you're coming in, obviously, your freshman year, and as a pitcher, obviously, you play some first base, too, as well. But what are some of the biggest things you've noticed from the hitter standpoint, from facing kids in high school to, you know, the young ladies that you face in college?
They're definitely smarter, whereas in high school, I could make the girls chase a little bit more. But here, they definitely do wait for their pitch, and they can also control where they're going to hit, whereas in high school, they just kind of swung.
Yeah, and how does that kind of change your approach when you're out there?
You definitely have to hit your spots, because they are looking for that pitch. So even if you can get sometimes you can catch them off guard, but you got to make sure you hit your spot where Tony's thinking. So.
Yeah, so does Coach Cook, does he call the pitches?
Yeah.
Okay, so the catchers don't do the calling?
No, but our catchers definitely relay to Tony, hey, this is working, this isn't working. And my catcher is actually, well, not my catcher, but Abby catches me most often, and she's actually been my catcher since sixth grade. So.
Wow, so you guys have known each other for a long time then,
yeah.
Huh? How much easier does that make it for you, knowing that, hey, I got a catcher who's caught me since, you know, I was just a kid?
It definitely helps, because she really can relay to Tony, like, hey, this is normally her go-to pitch, but this is not working. And she can kind of tell me the little things that I've had problems with throughout the years, and to make adjustments on those things.
I imagine you two are pretty close then?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Awesome. Where did you guys grow up?
Warrenton, Missouri.
Warrenton, okay. And so you guys played high school ball and everything together?
Yep, yes. High school, summer, all of it.
Really? So there's no way. So you guys legitimately have been teammates since you're 12?
Yes.
Awesome. So did you guys have a kind of recruit each other a little bit? Who committed first?
I committed first after Maddie Hart, actually, one of my roommates. We, all four of us, me, Maddie, Abby, and Aaron, all played together on a team. And we were struggling to find some colleges to have them talk to us and stuff. And Maddie's like, listen, I just committed here. You should definitely email Cook. So I emailed Tony, and he's like, come down for a visit. And then after that happened to me, I was like, listen, you should email Cook, and that's kind of how it happened.
Awesome. Very cool. So what was your first impression of Coach Tony Cook?
I was a little intimidated, but as soon as I talked to him, he was really personable, so I felt really comfortable talking to him and both Mooney at the game they came to watch me. So.
Awesome. Would you describe that as Coach Cook's best quality, kind of his personality, kind of relatability?
Yeah, definitely. He was super easy to talk to, and really any question you have, he might joke with you a little bit, but he's going to be easy to talk to about stuff.
Awesome. Is he usually in happy Tony mode?
I wouldn't say that. It just depends on how we're doing. So.
All right. Switching back to you offensively out there, you know, obviously you get a chance to pitch and hit as well, play a good amount of first base too. So what types of changes have you seen in terms of high school hitting to college hitting? So kind of that opposite spectrum.
Well, Starkey's definitely helped me. When I came in, I had a pretty long swing and probably the longest on the team. And he helped me shorten it up. And I've definitely worked on reacting to what's being thrown, because when I was in high school, as a pitcher I always tried to guess what I would throw at the plate, and it would definitely psych me out a little bit. So
yeah, when you're facing a pitcher out there in the circle, what's your favorite type of pitcher to face? Do you kind of like the heat, you like the crafty to hit against?
I don't know, I like pitchers that throw a lot of changeups too, because they think that, okay, I'm gonna throw this changeup, but I feel like sometimes I'll do a really good job of adjusting and actually hit that changeup. So.
Awesome. And is that something you work on in practice?
Not really. It's kind of more of a timing thing, which my timing's been a little bit off, so, but definitely a timing thing.
And how are you liking the college life as a freshman from high school?
I like it a lot.
Yeah?
I like the freedom.
The sophomores helping you out a little bit, making that transition?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My roommates are awesome, Autumn McCoy and Libby Marco. They definitely made it easier coming in, and also I've known Taylor Dames a long time, and that helped too.
It sounds like you got a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
On this team, huh? That's very cool. Then you mentioned the independency, so it must be pretty nice to finally kind of be out of the parents' house a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, but I normally try to talk to him every day, so not totally cut off, but...
Yeah, but still kind of gives you that adult-type feel, huh?
Yeah.
Have you thought about what you're going to major in yet?
I'm planning to major in special education.
Special education,
yeah.
Right on. What sparked your interest in that?
I've been involved with Special Olympics, and I absolutely love it. And I also had a class in high school called Social Skills, where actually we worked with the special education class, and we actually taught the class, so it was really fun.
Awesome. And then is the plan for you going forward to obviously have another year here, but then would you like to continue playing softball at a four-year school, or do you think that you might just kind of go what you deem best for education?
Definitely go play for a four-year school, but also looking at what program might work best for me, like with teaching, but also playing softball.
Awesome. How are the classes going?
Good. A little hard sometimes, but they're good.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference you think you had to go through in terms of kind of that academic and social change from high school and then going to kind of college, especially since, you know, you kind of are on your own? I mean, obviously not too far away from home, but, you know, the independency type deal.
High school, I definitely didn't have to study as often or read as often, whereas here you really have to read the chapters and look over your notes a lot for it to work out in your favor.
Yeah, so during the softball season, is it harder or easier to stay motivated with school?
It's definitely harder because you really just want to focus on softball. Like, there's been nights where I've had tons of homework, but I really just want to go hit, and I end up going hit. So don't always make the best decisions, like, as far as that goes, but definitely it's hard sometimes.
So when you guys go on those long bus rides, like the couple-hour, you know, trip you'll take down to Three Rivers tomorrow, are you able to get anything done there, or are the girls get kind of wild on the bus ride?
No, I try to get my homework done before we leave on those long trips, or make sure I have time when I come back, because although sometimes it can be quiet, as if the girls are sleeping, it's still hard because we can get pretty loud.
Yeah, so is there ever kind of like a mini war going on between the people who are like, I just want to sleep, and then the other people who are like, no, let's keep going, let's be loud, let's talk?
Sometimes. There's been times when we were coming back from Texas or Mississippi at night, we're like, okay, guys, time to bring it down a notch, just because it will be loud, but not anything too bad.
How much fun are you having playing softball here at Jeffco?
Oh, it's a blast. It's great. I think for the most part, we all have a really good bond, and we all get along, so it's fun.
Yeah, coming in, were you a little nervous about playing at the college in a new place, or were you kind of always pretty excited?
I was always pretty excited. I was definitely had those first game jitters, but as far as coming and playing, it was I was really excited because I knew a lot of girls here or knew of them. So.
Yeah, and certainly build those relationships. Of the girls that you kind of met through it and everything like that, was it really easy to make bonds?
Definitely.
What types of things? We asked Kelsey that earlier in terms of watching the shows and things like that, going out to Deet. How, as a freshman, how nice was that that the sophomores were reaching out like that to you guys?
It definitely felt good because it is nerve-wracking. I mean, you're away from home. Although I knew a lot of the girls here, you don't really want to ask them, like, hey, can I ride with you? Or, hey, can I come with you? They actually invited us, so that definitely helped.
That is really nice. Any of the sophomores kind of step up as leaders that you'd say?
Shelby definitely helped me just because from the pitcher standpoint, too, she always, like, calms me down, and we got really close after – I don't even remember when it was, but that we got super close, but we're really close. But really all the sophomores are leaders, which sometimes it might be hard because one wants to lead and everyone's like saying the same thing. But for the most part, everyone's leaders.
Awesome. Taylor, before we let you go right here, you guys going to head south to Three Rivers, then have a little bit of a break, time of a weekend off. But what are you guys going to have to do tomorrow to come away with another doubleheader sweep?
Tomorrow we'll definitely still have to have their bats going. That's our main thing. But as long as we keep the defense solid like it has been and us pitchers keep hitting our spots, I think we'll be good.
Awesome. Taylor, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon to come speak with us on the Viking Voices show. It's much appreciated.
Thank you.
That's freshman Taylor Nordwald wrapping things up, closing it down here on the Viking Voices show on 1400 KJFF. As always, if you missed it or are just tuning in, you can hear the rest of it once we post it online within the next couple of hours. You can check our Twitter at KJFF Sports for when that is released in our Facebook page, Regional Radio Sports. Madeline Gilbert still have your news crossing the 5 o'clock hour. We come back.